Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, of course, want you to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give me a call, of course, holler at your boy. Email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you're on the social network, jump on Facebook. We have a Smooth Drama Facebook page. Add us. We'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. And just Google Smooth Drama. Anywhere we are, we want to be with you. So email us. Just Google Smooth Drama, and wherever you find us in the social networking sphere, we got you. And we will add you back, and we can talk about it, because I want to talk with you.
I want to connect with you.
That's a bad San Diego joke. Only people who listen to certain things would know what the hell I'm talking about. And trust me, in the tradition of another guy who thought it was funny. It's funny for no reason whatsoever. Speaking of funny for no reason whatsoever, saw that Carrie Fisher, most of you know her as Princess Leia, Star Wars. She came out, you know, after the latest Star Wars movie. Yes, you know, she figured, I'm just gonna go ahead on and bust out my book, and she's gonna reveal her affair that she had and 1976 with Harrison Ford. Yeah. So he said, lawyer. She, you know, she said, oh, well, I'm writing my book and I'm going to send you a copy before it goes out. And she was open to any notes. And it's like, why? Why are people? And this is my question out to the listeners. Why are we so infatuated with stalking other people's lives? I mean, she wouldn't be writing the book if people like Superhead and other folks hadn't been successful in writing books about sucking stars' dicks. I mean, and that's where we're at now. It's like she wrote, well, I was 19 and I had an affair with Harrison Ford. And basically, you know, she's bragging, yeah, he fucked me. We were fucking. We were having sex. It was great. I mean, it was like, you know, is that compelling to y'all? I remember the Superhead stuff, and I saw the Superhead movie, and I just thought it was funny because she's sitting up there, and her whole claim to fame is that she could suck a dude dry. That's your claim to fame. And she wrote a book and people was down with it. And, I mean, she got paid. God bless her. I ain't hating on her, but I mean, that's your legacy. And I'm guessing Carrie Fisher is like, there's some money to be made off this Star Wars stuff, so I'm gonna go head on. But I'm asking y'all as listeners, like, is this really cool? Is it really cool? And do we really need to know who's having sex? I mean, cause you know, hey, you had sex. Hey, you had sex with Harrison Ford. I am proud of you, Carrie Fisher. I hope that was real good for you. And I mean, I guess the rest of the book is where she's going to talk about whoever the hell else she let bust in her face and whatever drugs she was using at the time. I was on drugs. I had sex. I did this. I did that. It's like we just airing our dirty laundry. And add to my note, this stalker. I mean, we in love with stalkers, and we don't care that we being stalked. The fact that folks, TMZ, Entertainment Week, they just all in everybody's business, and we support that. But then get mad when folks is in your business. It's like, ain't that kind of backwards? You know, folks talk about, oh, the mark of the beast, we don't want to be spied on, whatnot, but you kind of like it. I mean, you like stalking folks on Facebook, Twitter. It's like, I saw you. I mean, you hear about the people having fights on Facebook, and one of my co-hosts, Mr. J, goes through that. He goes in Facebook jail. Folks, they be fighting on Facebook. I don't quite get it. I mean, that's just me. I don't quite get the whole bragging about who you had sex with. I mean, okay. That's nice. I'm glad you did it. Shout out to Carrie Fisher. Tell the whole world how he was busting in your face. I hope it's good for you. Hopefully you sell a whole lot of books and get you ready for the second book where you talk about whoever else you're going to be covering and getting the bust in your face also. Moving on. Crazy white folks. Y'all know. And I think most folks, most black folks in particular, know about white courage. I mean, white courage is up. And it for me, it's beautiful, right? I know some folks is like, F the N word, what's wrong with you? Why are you all happy about white courage and racism? I'm like, but I'm saying, this white courage and racism that's going on now, it's so outright and beautiful, and it's safe for us, right? I mean, let's talk about the latest incidents of white courage. Case in point, little Baltimore City teacher, she got fired after she was calling black students the N-word. Harlem Park Elementary Middle School. Get out of my class. You're idiots. You had a chance to get an education, but you want to be a punk ass N-word who's going to get shot. You know, and the students are like, stop saying that. And the teacher's like, you're stupid. Learn something, be a man. You know why she's pushing one out. But I say this. Nobody died. I'm going to say this again. I know maybe the bar is low for me, but I'm just saying, under the new regime, Trump's regime, and the real hate and the white courage that's out there, that supreme white courage that's out there, we haven't got that death yet. I mean, so this guy, he didn't put it out there, and they're responding. Boom. And they're calling us the N-word, cussing out the kids, but nobody died. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just saying, think about it. It's a beautiful thing. Another case in point. Guy in Starbucks in Florida going off. Damn it, you took too long to get my coffee. You know, David Sanguisa. He was filmed calling the black woman behind the counter trash and garbage. It's like, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a Trump supporter because I voted for Trump. Trump, you lost. You're garbage. You're complete trash. It's like, you know, happy white people. I mean, you know, they're reveling in it. It's almost like, for some of you who were there, I remember I was there, and I remember my fake jubilation over OJ. You remember that day. I know people have made jokes about it, but I'm saying, let's take it back to that day. We were all in resignation that OJ was getting the death penalty. OJ was done. But they said OJ was innocent. And I remember going home and like, whoa! A black man got off for killing a white person. Two white people. That was like double jeopardy. You just knew he was getting 957 years, right? But you, nothing. You're free, OJ. You're free. Now, obviously, he was stupid and got locked up after the fact. But the point was, remember that jubilation that black folks had? It was like we had like a couple hours. We had a couple hours of joy. Like it was a collective kumbaya moment where black folks all over the globe was like, yeah, we getting it in. We won. And it was awesome. That's how white people feel right now. You see it, it's in their eyes. You feel that energy. They're like, anything is possible now under Trump. You know, white. I mean, they're feeling their oats, and so they're talking. But I'm like, you know, keep talking. It's all good. You can say we won, you lost. All I would say to black folks out there, just go to the gym, lift some weight. Work on your cardio, get stronger. You know, maybe take a martial art or a boxing class. So just in case, you may have to throw a left hook or a right hook, or you might have to kick somebody in the throat. I mean, to the ladies in particular, because it seems like they're attacking kids and ladies. They're not quite going after the men yet because they don't have like the posses to like roll into the street because they're not gonna jump off on the brothers like with even odds. You know, they gotta do that 10-1 odd before they do anything. But as these attacks show, they're stepping to the ladies, right? So maybe ladies, you know, if you got some pepper spray, get you some pepper spray. If you don't, or a taser or two, knife, whatever. Just get your weapon of choice and just be ready. Be proficient at it. So just in case one of them step to you, you know, if you got that taser, you do like Zombieland. Double tap. There's the arrow. You can hit them that one time. They down on the ground, but you don't know if they faking. So you arrow again. You shoot them again. That way, you know for sure. Double tap. This way, ladies. I mean, because I'm thinking 2016, they're gonna do that cowardly thing. They're gonna go see because they'll attack the black male like they will do that with the police. They just the guys rolling up on black dudes. They already know they getting dealt with. But ladies, they'll come after you. So to all sisters out there of whatever color, just be ready. Pepper spray. You know, your zappers. Take a martial art or a boxing class. You know, hit them nuts. Just be ready. If you gotta hit one, that way everything will be cool. That's all. I mean, because the white courage, that cup of courage, is they're drinking it. I mean they drinking it straight to the head. They straight from the bottle. But they going after the defenseless ones first, or the ones they perceive as defenseless. So if you get a chance, knock one for us. And if they try to come back, we'll be there. It's one of them things. You can see we kind of, the brothers are starting to wake up, so they'll be there for you, ladies. And if there's a problem, hit us up here at Smooth Drama, 347-826-7435, and we got you back. In the meantime, I'm going on break. This is our face, Sabres.
Yeah. Broadcasting live from Earth 5. Over the mound. Over the mound. Satellite. Yeah, I bring an end to the week, call me Saturday, fast to cash is clay. I put your favorite rapper head in the glass display. I'm at the cabaret, sitting with the baddest bitch, sipping Cabernet. Nah, I didn't have to pay, never tripped for a treat, not even a Halloween. Fuck your Twitter, FB, and IG. I follow green, see the flow, stay fogging your limbs. Your boy like a paranoid jewel thief, dropping them gems, yeah. Me and Esso like Deadpool and Spider-Man. We combine, make a marvel at the fire jam. Try a spam, you find yourself in the frying pan. You get your food regulated like a diet plan. Poisonous pen play, your sensei. Spitting this on a Wu Wednesday for 10K. My game's still AWOW. Double up the pay now. The haters, they feel some type of way now.
That's right. Over the round. 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 That's right. Over the
round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round.
That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right.
Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the
round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over
the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's
right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the
round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right.
Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round.
That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That's right. Over the round. That inside the trench coat, I think they have like a little compartment where you can put your saber in. Saber is a good weapon also, just in case. Just saying. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I got a couple emails last week. Well, not last week, this week. That we definitely going to talk about next week. We got a nice little fun show for you. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you. And of course, I'm doing it my favorite little segment. This is my dumbass of the week. All right. Always got to get that last one in. South Africa is where we had to go to get this dumbass, where a man endured a rare case of penile strangulation. Now, how do you endure penile strangulation? It's not like David Carradine where, you know, you're having sex, getting sucked off or whatever, and you put the rope around your neck. No, and it's not that you put the rope around your penis. Nah, homie squeezed his wedding ring around his dick for, as he said, erotic reasons. and he wanted it to, as a substitute cock ring. If you don't know what a cock ring is, it's a sex toy that holds the blood in your penis to heighten sexual response. The people that put it around, they have a little thing that you put it around your balls, and then you put it around at the bottom of your penis, and boom, it's supposed to be pleasurable. Yeah, well, this dude, the ring caused it to, his penis to swell up so much that he was unable to remove it. And his mom had to bring him to the hospital. and his penis was erect and blue. Because you knew it had to be a white dude. I mean, not no stereotyping. But he did fit his dick inside a wedding ring. Now, as we know, most ring fingers, unless you're the Incredible Hulk, are pretty slim. So I'm just thinking of a ring and putting it in. Just the thought, I just hurt myself, and my balls hurt. And if I wasn't a trooper, I might cancel the show right now. Just because I thought about putting a wedding ring around my dick. That's no. Anyway, yeah, they had to cut the ring off with a surgical saw, but that failed because the swelling made it difficult to get close to the ring without causing further injury. They made multiple puncture aspirations, meaning they were stabbing him in the dick with a syringe to reduce the swelling. So they was like, yeah. He was, of course, given antibiotics and painkillers. I'm sorry. That is an amazing story. I mean, it is something out of like a movie. Like, what was that movie? There's Something About Mary. When Ben Stiller had got his dick stuck in his zipper and everybody walking in like, oh! And, I mean, that's what this dude with his dick swole up in blue. Don't I cut it off? So, note to any other dumbass out there, putting a wedding ring or anything that is remotely solid, if it is not like a real sex toy cock ring, you should not do it. Because it will hurt. Yeah. I can't. Ooh. He put a wedding ring on his dick. His dick was so small, he could put a wedding ring on it. Yeah. That right there, normally it would elicit like some sympathy from me, but because you was dumb enough to do that. Yeah. But moving from our dumbass to another form of dumbass with hate involved, our hater of the week is that West Virginia Mayor Beverly Whaling, who made that announcement, you know, about Michelle Obama when she bust out with the whole, yeah, now there's a real woman in the White House. Not, and it's like, really? It, you know, and it's always the ugly people who do it. Ugly people. In between there. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling Hello. In about the dumbass. Hi.
Let's speak on it. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Liz and I'm from San Francisco.
All right, Liz from San Francisco. What you want to say?
I was trying to vision that, and it just seems totally crazy.
Yeah. It's a little bit past crazy.
It's beyond crazy. It's somebody needs to put him in a crazy house crazy.
Well, he thought he was getting pleasure, and he didn't.
He got beyond pleasure. He got
yeah.
tons of pain after that.
Yeah, I mean, because we're talking about multiple needle injections to pull the blood out of your. I can't talk about it. I have to stop talking about it. Anything else you want to talk about? Cause this makes my dick hurt, and you know, like my penis hurt.
Okay, well. That's all. I sympathize with you men on that one. Because
well,
I'm a woman,
you.
So I can't really imagine how that would feel.
It would hurt.
Yeah, I pretty much could imagine it'll be beyond hurting.
Yeah.
You guys will probably be traumatized by it.
I'm sure he is. Thankfully, I am not, because I'm not dumb enough to put a wedding ring on my dick, because my dick would not fit any wedding ring. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother show.
I know that's right. Well, I just wanted to call up on that one.
All right. Well, Liz from San Francisco, thank you for calling, and I hope you continue to listen.
No problem. Will do. Have a good one.
All right. You have a good one, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Off of that, because I cannot talk about that any longer. And back to Miss Whaling, who actually looks like a whale. Like a, not even a beached whale, because I'm guessing that if she got on the beach, all of the sand would move. Like, oh, it's the ugly bitch. So, anyway. Yes, I called her a bitch. I'm thinking most folks would not disagree, but if you do disagree, fuck you and all you stand for. I mean, because this heifer sitting up there talking about somebody ugly in the White House. I mean, have y'all seen Mayor Welling, the former Mayor Welling? and the thing is, she had a comment, and she said, you know, she issued a written apology saying that her comment wasn't intended to be racist. She said, and I quote, "I was referring to my day being made for change in the White House. I am truly sorry for any hard feelings this may have caused. Those who know me know that I'm not in any way racist." I quote, you know, "I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels." An ape in heels. That's not racist. See, this is what I was talking about, white courage. But like I said before, ugly people. I mean, ugly. You know, the kind of woman that mirrors are afraid to reflect back on. And I'm guessing she probably has had some dudes who need LASIK surgery in their life to come through and hang out with her, because I don't know if y'all seen the picture of this person. She is, I mean, the word unattractive, ugly, grotesque, inhuman. All of those, any what's the word I'm looking for? Any word that is offensive and denotes that you do not look good, apply to her. Period, point blank. They all apply to her. So, shout out to her. Former Mayor Welling, who decided to resign because she's so happy that the stripper is in the White House as opposed to the ape in heels. Oh, man. See, and you wondered why I wish cancer of the vagina on people. This is why. People, every hater of the week, I am very sincere. I wish cancer of the vagina on them. Breast cancer. I know. We just got off breast cancer awareness month, all that. People like this deserve cancer. They deserve breast cancer, tongue cancer, throat cancer, vaginal cancer, cancer of the booty. Wherever you can get cancer, they deserve it. I'm just saying, they deserve it. If you disagree with me, email me. SmoothDrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me why she doesn't deserve cancer. Tell me why the hater of the week never deserves cancer. And I will stop saying it. Just give me a legitimate argument. I'm not inflexible. I'm down for a good debate. I'm just saying. Just tell me why. Now, in the meantime, speaking of haters, Oklahoma just had the ruling where they ruled that the death penalty that was botched was not cruel and inhumane. because the guy, they gave him the three drugs, and he didn't die immediately. He died of a heart attack. And so apparently, Cruel and Unusual is illegal in the United States. And so they ruled that the brother from Oklahoma who died of his of a heart attack as opposed to the drugs a little bit, and it took him a little bit longer to die. They was like, yeah, that wasn't Cruel and Unusual. Now, when I talk about Cruel and Unusual, I just think of like the death penalty. Like, you tell me I'm gonna die, and you let me marinate on it for about 10, 20 years every day. I don't know when that day is going to be that you're going to come and say, hey, you're going to die. Yeah, we talked about it before. You go through that anguish every day. Not that some of these folks, I mean, aside from the innocent ones, I mean, there's, 1% that are innocent. The rest of them deserve to die. Right? But what they do with the whole, you walk that long walk, and then they have people to watch you die. Yeah, that's not cruel and unusual. That's not cruel and unusual at all. I guess it's just one of them things I would just have to understand why it's not unusual. But what was unusual to me is unusual to me. Is there were inmates in Alabama, and I'm a hater. So just straight off, I'm a hater. If you don't know me, I mean, I'm a loving guy. I'm a kind of loving guy, but I'm a hater at heart. I hate a lot of things, and I know hate is a strong word, and I use it in its correct term. I hate the mannequin challenge. I really and truly do. I hate it with all my heart and soul because a lot of people do it. It's like I hated the electric slide. I know it's sacrilege. I know I should love the electric slide, but every time I saw it, I just thought, man, I wish all y'all twist your ankles at the same time. But I'm getting off task here. 40 inmates from the Alabama Department of Corrections did a minute-long clip doing the mannequin challenge. Various scenes. Prisoners praying together, reading, exercising, and even mid-brawl. Now, they're in jail. And I guess, you know, these social media hype things is big in jail too. Why? What's so fucking funny about the mannequin challenge first? And then if your ass is in jail, what the hell are you doing? Instead of talking about getting free, getting your mind right, you doing the fucking mannequin challenge. Get that shit out of here. I'm sorry. Am I missing something? These fools got 200,000 views, and they include the original posters: "Free us, prison reforms, free my family, all lives matter, God loves us all, chain gang challenge." All these with hashtags, by the way. No. See, this is why I hate things. This is why I'm a hater. Because one, chain gang challenge. Challenge was spelled C-H-A-L-L-A-N-G-E. If you're going to do it, at least spell the shit right. Not that it matters, but it matters. And you're doing the damn mannequin challenge. It's like, that's like the social media equivalent of whatever the stupid dance is, Macarena, electric slide, in any of them dances where everybody got to do it, and then they start doing it all together. That stuff makes my balls hurt also. I'm sorry. I'm being more hateful than I should be. I think I need a break. So, this is Tribe Called Quest this week. Fight Dog, rest in peace. This is Tribe Called Quest. Tokyo Conrad. Well, Conrad Tokyo. Tribe Called Quest, Conrad Tokyo. Don't ask me what that means. I just like the song. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435, or you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Speaking of which, I'm always on social media tips. I found out something that was really, really irrelevant but funny all at the same time. Did you know more people died taking selfies in India than anywhere in the world? And they actually did a study on it. I didn't know that you studied selfies and that people were dying from selfies. It's like that's like a cause of death. It's 127 people died last year from reported selfie deaths. 76 of them in India by itself. It's like, damn. It said Pakistan had 9, the United States had 8, Russia 6. It's like 76 people died in India alone from, and apparently because people were doing stupid stuff like posting a selfie in front of an oncoming train in a boat that tipped over at a picnic on a cliff that gave way and crumbled on the slippery edge of a scenic river canal. And of course there was the one guy we talked about earlier this year, the Japanese tourist who fell down the steps of the Taj Mahal. I don't mean to laugh, but yo, these selfies, y'all always are taking pictures of the same in the same pose. It's like you take that face pic. It's like y'all taking these selfies, and you take like 45 of them, and I see them on your pages, whatever your page is, and it's like you've got 45 of the same damn picture. I've seen your faces from every angle. And then, of course, there's the one selfie where you're up above and you have the big head and your body is small, whatnot. It's like, yeah, those are a dime a dozen. And they're really dumb. I'm not hating on you if you want to take pictures, but there's a couple pictures. You post a couple, but when you have like 40 of the same picture, no variations, the same facial picture, I'm just going to say one will suffice. Unless there's a dramatic look in change in your face, I mean, I guess there's different hairstyles, like my hair was fabulous this day, I'm taking a picture. Oh, my hair was real fabulous this day, and that's how y'all get 45. Just, hey, there's like 3 or 4 ways you wear your hair in a year, maybe. Just stick to those 3 or 4. That's it. Just a suggestion. I don't talk orders. I'm just saying I make a suggestion. You don't need all that. Just friendly public service announcement. Smooth Drama public service announcement. And speaking of a public service announcement, y'all know we couldn't go without our Groundhog Day. What's the Groundhog Day? John Bolton, top contender for Secretary of State, calls for a regime change in Iran. Now, you may ask, what has Iran done to deserve a regime change? Well, according to John Bolton, who's a top candidate to serve as Donald Trump's Secretary of State, he says the only long-term solution is regime change in Tehran. The Ayatollahs are the principal threat to international peace and security in the Middle East. Why is this Groundhog Day? Because we've gotten back to Groundhog Day in America. Just in case you didn't know or remember, America has been racist since day one. You know, when they argued, they were arguing from June 2nd. No, not June. My bad. July 2nd. The Constitution was done on July 2nd. Save for the fact that they were arguing over slaves. You know, freedom or liberty. Give me liberty or death. All men are created equal, except for you. Where my coffee at? Where my donuts at? Just saying. Yeah. So, we're back to Groundhog Day. America's been racist since day one. I think you might recognize that now. We have a white dude in the presidency. Groundhog Day. We have white people talking about attacking the nation. Not that they've attacked the United States. The United States hasn't been attacked since 1941 when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. The last time there was an incursion into the United States was what? Pancho Villa. It's like 1909, one of them. Long time ago. And he attacked New Mexico. That's it. But get ready. Get ready to send your boys and your girls now, because of course women fought for the right to go and fight and kill other poor people in other countries for rich people's interests. But that's kind of what it is now. It's not war where we're like fighting, because you know there's that narrative out there. Well, we're fighting for freedom, justice, and protecting our freedom, but our freedom is not in jeopardy from like other nations. Like there's other nations like gearing up, like, you know what? Yeah. Iran is not like, yeah, we coming for you, America. We got our bombs ready. We coming for you. It's not happening. And I know people say, hey, you're blind and delusional, but they just ain't got enough. You know, it's sort of like talking about there's a 12-year-old kid that's gonna go after the heavyweight champion of the world. It's like, well, you know, maybe he's not that tough, but heavyweight champion of the world, well, one of them right now is like 6'7", 250 pounds. Got one punch KO power. And the challenger is like an eighth grader. About 5'5", 140 pounds, but with pimples to die for. That's kind of what this is, right? You know, fighting for our freedom. Respect the armed forces. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, back to the Groundhog Day. Attacking people who have done nothing, who are not attacking you. It's coming. Are y'all ready for it? And speaking of being ready for something, in the armed forces, previously I reported about the millions in bonuses that they were talking about taking from the National Guard. Remember, I also reported that they couldn't find like 400 of the National Guard soldiers, because supposedly it was something like $400 million, Now, they're talking about they will allow nearly 10,000 California National Guard soldiers to keep improper enlistment bonuses they were paid during the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan a decade ago. Like, that's too much. Y'all got paid way too much first to go fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. Because, you know, Iraq was talking about attacking the United States. And apparently Afghanistan was too. No, they weren't. But that's the narrative again. Unfortunately, once again, they make no mention of the 400 officers that they could not find, well, enlisters, who they couldn't find. So they said the bonuses of $15,000, it's just gone. They never found those people, which leads me to believe that they never really existed. It's just the money that just went somewhere. So when I hear that Congress is like, yeah, we're going to let you keep them millions in bonuses, is because, yeah, because Congress knows where that money went, into their pockets, into some government officials' pockets, and they're getting paid, which is another Groundhog Day issue. People forget, once again, we talk about Donald Trump as an entertainer, whatnot, but remember that Ronald Reagan, the actor, soap opera star, movie star, who became president, who dedicated the Space Shuttle Challenger to the freedom fighters in Afghanistan in the 80s. You know, because remember they talk about that Obama created ISIS, but, you know, if we dedicating Space Shuttle Challenger liftoff to the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, that means that we created the Taliban, right? At least Ronald Reagan did. And, of course, his speech also. You know, my heart says we didn't trade arms to terrorists, but the facts show that we did. So, stuff like that has always happened. And here we are, National Guard, can't find any of these people, 400 of them, as a matter of fact. They just, you know what, we're not even going to talk about that no more. Y'all keep the bonuses. And it just goes away, right? See, when folks talk about money, people start talking about the bad stuff that happened in the United States. These are the things that are important. Because that's your money, right? We're not talking about the racism. I mean, the racism is always going to be there. We're talking about the money. Where's that money going? Where did that money go? Where are those people who supposedly existed? Where are they at? Nobody knows. I wonder why. And on that note, this is Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.